Now it's the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, you have news about a photonics company setting up research and design here in Rochester, right?
Yes, good morning, Beth. This company called AMS, they're trying to establish an imaging center of excellence, as they call it, at the Riverwood Tech Campus in Rochester. AMS is owned by an Austrian-based company. They make sensors used in the computing, communications, automotive, medical, and industrial markets. David Sackett is a senior director of research and development for the company. He says the kinds of sensors that AMS makes are basically a kind of digital eyeball, as he puts it, that can be used in devices like robots, drones, and virtual reality components.
Anything that's a wearable or anything that's moving really likes these kind of sensors because they take a snapshot and make a perfectly still frame capture of whatever's moving without any blur or distortions. And that's the kind of sensor, the kind of eyeball that we focus on here.
Now, Sackett says one reason AMS saw value in setting up shop here is the optics and photonics expertise in the Rochester area, especially among people who used to work at the big three, as they used to call them, Kodak, Xerox, and Bausch & Lomb.
We're looking for partners in the area to help us with some of the optical design, some of the image science, and all that expertise is still here. So I think for us, it's extremely valuable. There's a lot of power here for us to leverage. And I think as the photonics industry as a whole, this will continue to gain momentum based on the fact that all that expertise is still here.
Sackett actually worked for Kodak back in the 1990s. It's kind of a full circle situation for him and some of his colleagues at AMS because the building they're in at the Riverwood Tech Campus was once used by Kodak. That was a number of years ago. Sackett says AMS has 15 employees locally now, and he says that number could double by the end of the year. Xerox adding two nominees to its board of directors for the annual shareholders meeting May 20th. They are Nichelle Maynard Elliott and Margarita Palau Hernandez. Maynard Elliott has spent more than 25 years in various types of corporate deal-making and partnerships, most recently for Praxair. Palau Hernandez founded and managed a number of domestic and international companies, and from 2016 to 2018, she served as the U.S. representative to the U.N. General Assembly. The local development company involved in a number of apartment complexes, Home Leasing announcing the completion of a solar array located in Wayne County. According to Home Leasing Chairman Nelson Leenhouts, the array, which is located in the town of Ontario, was designed and developed by the company GreenSpark Solar. It will generate power for home leasing affordable housing communities throughout the Rochester area. The project expected to create about 2.6 million kilowatt hours of electricity in its first year, which the company say is equivalent to removing greenhouse gas emissions from nearly 400 passenger vehicles in 1 year. Leenhouts says the project made financial sense while also working toward a goal of environmental sustainability. The Cornell Ag and Food Technology Park is getting a federal grant for expansion. The Economic Development Administration has committed nearly $1.5 million toward that Geneva-based incubator and manufacturing space. Seasonal jobs, weather's getting warmer, of course, thinking about those at the area amusement parks at Seabreeze and also at Six Flags Darien Lake. In fact, Six Flags says they're trying to fill 1,500 seasonal employees. They had a virtual hiring event last Saturday. They'll hold another one coming up this coming Saturday. You can go to sixflags.com, Darien Lake, to get more information. And finally, we note a passing. Colby Chandler, a former chairman and CEO of Eastman Kodak, has died. He led Kodak for several years from 1983 to 1990, and he worked for the company for 40 years. Among the big corporate investments that happened during Chandler's tenure was the purchase of Sterling Drugs back in 1988. Chandler still lived in the Rochester area. He died last Thursday at the age of 95. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.